In this week's I Am Wellness Moments Roundup, we've been really kind to ourselves. We looked at words such as mindful and motivated, nurturing and nourished, peaceful, patient and playful, all the great qualities that we need to practice to help us feel confident and self-worthy. Have you ever practiced mindfulness? If we are not connecting well with our breath and our internal state, then bodily sensations, thoughts, and feelings often govern our behaviors and reactions. We can meet our mind head on and take responsibility of how we respond to the world. Also, a great opportunity to discover our own needs. The first step to practicing mindfulness is to move your intellectual mind to the side. Be open, observing your thoughts. Give yourself space and some time to be the spectator of your internal state, quietly unattaching from our mind. Requires acceptance, breath work, and patience. Now breathe in, expand your belly, and say, I am mindful. I am mindful. I am mindful and aware of my surroundings and sensitive to other people's feelings and needs. Humans are natural creatures that are designed to move with the cycles of the moon and seasonal changes. When did we forget this? When did it feel so hard to get motivated? Some questions to ask ourselves. Are we passionate enough about what we do? Because we put immense pressure on ourselves to get motivated, when ultimately we just might not enjoy the thing that we need to do. That's a deeper question that we have to ask ourselves. But for now, we need to find the strength inside of us, the get up and go, to do all those other things that fall under the category of duty and obligation. We still need to find that motivation. The first step, get out of your own way. No amount of procrastination is going to solve the problem. Focus. Be still. Breathe in. Focus. Be still. Breathe out. Focus. Be still. Breathe in. And now tell yourself the exact thing that you need to do today to move forward. Say it now, and then affirm. I am motivated. I am motivated. I am productive, and I will achieve my priorities and tasks today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nourishing, high vibrational foods give us the fuel to be energized and productive. The same with healthy activities and hobbies. If we enjoy them, we feel uplifted. When we are burnt out, we need to take that as a warning sign that our source energy is depleting and our cup needs filling up again with all the wonderful and non-toxic ways that will support our health and our longevity. If only nourishment was seen as the norm for most, we would probably avoid many illnesses, toxic thoughts, and low energy, so that we can nourish ourselves in a good way. We must affirm that we are worthy of nourishment. Breathe in and allow yourself to receive nourishment. I am nourished. I am nourished. I nourish myself with good, healthy, high vibrational food, and I give myself the time and space to enjoy activities and self-care that will help towards raising my vibration. Think about the word nurturing. We likely relate this word to the maternal figure or the goddess energy. It exudes that femininity which exists in all beings, regardless of how we identify. Is it possible to nurture yourself or someone else from an alpha or assertive energy? The meaning behind this word doesn't quite fit that description. It helps to tap into a passive nature, a receptive way, an openness, which is useful if someone close to you needs your affection, your support, or even better, if you need to nurture yourself. Let us drop down our guard and connect with some of these qualities. Passive, receptive, and open. I am passive, receptive, and open. I allow myself to nurture and love others as I genuinely move in to paying attention to nurturing and loving myself. In our fast-paced world, we are consumed sometimes with fast-paced people, fast-paced ideas, and fast-paced deadlines. Our brain and body are clever at keeping up with our demands. Only to a point, though. This is unsustainable. There is often a tipping point, because no matter how many months or years go by, our bodies will eventually reject this speeded up state, which is not aligned with the way the human body's natural state is meant to be. One value which we can practice to help slow ourselves down slightly and not feel chained to all these demands is by practicing patience. Something that humans, especially busy humans, find incredibly hard to do. Today, we are not going to do patience. We are going to be patient. A big difference. We are shifting our mindset now, and we are going to affirm the embodiment of patience. Closing the eyes, just stop for a brief moment, put your to-do list down, and affirm, I am patient. I am patient. I surrender to the restrictions, the demands, and the tension in my mind and body, and I practice being patient every day.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When life's stresses get on top of us, which they will inevitably do, it is a good time to reflect and assess how serious we are taking our situation. Being an adult comes with all kinds of pressures, and if we haven't learnt to regulate our emotions and our reactions effectively, we are likely to fall into a vicious cycle of taking everything very seriously. Of course, things are important and they mean a lot to us. But sometimes we have to ask ourselves at what cost to our own health and well-being. Tell me what we gain by being and taking everything so seriously. We're going to turn this around, lighten up, loosen our shoulders, shake our arms, shake our hips, and breathe as we connect with the playful part of our soul, the childlike spirit that we've buried deep as we grow and become adults and take everything very seriously. Now we are going to let go and surrender to our childlike self, our playful self, and affirm, I am playful. I am playful. I am fun. I am high-spirited. And no matter what life throws at me, I am able to approach the situation as a responsible adult with a gentle approach. Inner peace. Hard to understand what this looks like if we haven't experienced it yet. Humans are curious, complex creatures who always seek the thing that they don't yet have. Is it possible that inner peace existed before we were conscious of striving for more? Or have we just created this imaginary concept? Because that's what humans do. Strive. Let's begin by imagining something we associate with peace, something that makes us feel calm. Try not to think of something that you desire or get pleasure from, but something that makes you feel more fulfilled on a deeper level, more whole. It could be an object or a place. Visualize this now by closing your eyes and imagining yourself standing in front of your chosen object or place. Breathe in all the goodness and ease that this thing brings you. Breathe out all the tension and dissatisfaction that builds in our mind over time. Breathe in the goodness and breathe out the dissatisfaction. Feeling the present moment, the stillness. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. Learn more about I Am Wellness Solutions. Follow me at Carly I Am Wellness, providing online and live workshops for discovering your inner therapist, connecting to your greatness again through the practice of self-care, self-worth, and self-love rituals. Listen on radio, on demand, and on the weekly podcast.